The following story showcases the power of the De Profundis when offered for the souls in purgatory. This is a traditional Catholic prayer for the souls in purgatory taken from one of the penitential psalms. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. It was July of 1884 in Maryland, in a very wealthy community that had just established a new congregation. And since they did not yet have the means to have for themselves a permanent pastor, each month they would obtain from the local areas different priests. This month it was an Italian Jesuit from Georgetown University. And when he came, he enriched the evening with many anecdotes and stories about all of his travels and all of his adventures as a priest. The doctor that brought him that night told him, "Father, tonight we must wake up at 6 a.m. And the priest asked him, "How are we going to do that? You better make sure that we wake up on time." The doctor responded that every time he wanted to wake up at a particular time, he would offer a De Profundis for the souls in purgatory and ask them to wake him up, and he said that it never failed. In fact, he learned this practice from one of the professors at Georgetown, and he said that it was a very efficacious prayer. The Jesuit priest agreed, and then he said, "Would you mind if we stayed up a little bit longer so I can tell you one more story?" So he recounted that 20 years prior, when he was stationed in Italy, many of the different superiors from the local areas of the Jesuits were all coming together, and they were bringing some of the donations from their local areas to be brought to the Mother House in Rome, including donations for Peter's Pence and other charitable organizations within the church. Since they had a lot of valuable resources and a lot of money to transport to Rome, they obtained for themselves an honest driver, because they were going to have to pass through the Apennine Mountains, a dangerous region in Italy. They left the following day, and the whole day was perfectly fine and perfectly beautiful. One of the things that they had agreed upon was that on the hour, every hour, they would pray a De Profundis for the souls in purgatory, invoking their protection, that no matter what they were praying, no matter what meditations they were doing, they would all stop and in unison pray that prayer. That day was coming towards sunset, and they were going towards the peak of a lofty mountain. The driver had previously agreed that if they were to see any danger, that he would knock on the roof of the carriage to warn them three times in case there was any danger. As they were getting to the top of that mountain, he knocked all of a sudden three times. Next thing they knew, he snapped the cords to have the horses go at breakneck speed. Right as he was doing that, they saw all around him 12 outlaws with guns and hands raised up high. But one thing that was strange was they were completely frozen and unable to do anything. The driver kept racing. Everyone's heart was pounding. And as they were going on the other side of the mountain, down that mountain, they kept going until they could only see them as a speck in the distance. Then they stopped and the horses were panting and everyone was breathing a sigh of relief. They stepped outside of the carriage and Luigi, the driver, said out loud, "Praise God, fathers, that was a miracle. I cannot believe that we just escaped that. Those men were of the fiercest kinds that I have ever seen." All of the fathers got out and began speaking with each other. "How did we avoid that? What just happened?" They realized that the souls in purgatory had protected them from what could have been their certain death. They promised to themselves that as soon as we arrive in Rome, we will offer a mass of thanksgiving for the souls in purgatory. Everyone in the room where the father was telling that story was amazed at what he was saying. And then he said, "But not just yet. There's more to the story." Soon after that event, he was stationed in his assignment at the Gesù, a prominent Jesuit church in Rome. And after a couple of years, he was assigned to do some duty at one of the local prisons. He was working in particular with a prisoner that was sentenced to death and was hardened of heart. He would listen to him, he would talk to him, but that prisoner had a difficult time opening up and telling his stories. So that father, in order to get him to open up to God, would simply ask him, "Tell me some of your adventures. Tell me some of the things that you have seen in your life." And as he would recount these stories, the priest would gently point out to him some of his mistakes and some of his sins, so that some remorse of conscience could be stirred up in his heart. And then one day, that criminal told the priest of a situation that was exactly the details of the story that I have just told you. And he was recounted how all of them were frozen by some invisible force, as if someone was holding all of their hands and keeping them from harming the carriage that was filled with those Jesuit priests. And that in fact, they had been paid by a prominent Freemason to attack that Jesuit carriage to steal all the money that was there. As soon as the priest heard that, he told the criminal, "I was one of those Jesuit priests. I was in that carriage." The criminal, realizing this connection, seeing these things right in front of them, broke down in tears, got on his knees and asked the priest for forgiveness and begged him to help him be reconciled with God just before his death. That man turned his life around in that moment, and soon after, he met his fate. But before that happened, the priest asked him and said, "Please, let me share your story with others." And the criminal begged him, "Please, Father, if it be for the benefit of my soul and the soul of anyone else, tell anyone and everyone that you meet." We learn from this story the power of the simple traditional prayer for the souls in purgatory, not just in affecting help for the souls in purgatory, but also in us receiving their protection, even in extremely difficult circumstances, and resulting in the conversion of hardened hearts. May we never forget this lesson and pray constantly for the souls in purgatory. I will see you in the next one.